Page 31. Cross-cultural communication.
I've been in Alaska now 45 years. The last 35 I've been teaching cross-cultural communication either for Alaska Pacific University or the University of Alaska system. I got into that because I was teaching in rural communities where so much misunderstanding occurred between newly arrived professionals. And I tried to do my best to be a liaison between the community and these new professionals who kind of circulated through the village. Because it's not a matter of deliberately trying to discriminate against anyone, but the effect of miscommunication is indistinguishable, and sometimes with negative consequences. It's not just fish and wildlife, it's the dominant culture coming to impose itself on the local one with very little appreciation for what the local culture represents. I think it has to be broader than just fish and wildlife. It's the way non-natives coming to the village to do any kind of professional service are viewed.
One bad experience in the villages can cause bad feelings in many surrounding villages. What I would like to see for the law enforcement to work with our people, first of all, to be polite, to be courteous, and freely explain what their duties are and why they're doing it, so that the person that they approach understands, I'm only here to enforce what the wishes of your people have written for the protection of those resources that you are harvesting, so that you continue on to harvest these resources for the future to come.
Copyright U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.